You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations, and it is my privilege to welcome back to the show Ed Marquard, who is the music director of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale, and Steve Miller, who is their marketing and PR guy. Welcome back, Ed.
It's great to be here again. Thanks for having us.
Nice to have you, and welcome back, Steve.
Great to see you, Mike. How you doing?
Very, very well. A little cold, as my audience will probably notice, and a change in my voice, but maybe not. We won't make any excuses. We'll see how it goes. But it was just about a year ago that we were together, and time flies when you're having fun, and we've certainly been a busy season here at WCRI. And tell us a little bit about what's happened at Rhode Island Civic Chorale since we've seen you last.
Well, a lot of things. We've just done a performance for the Rhode Island Council on Humanities. Last season was a spectacular one, we think. We did a wonderful program, which we will do again this season, in which we have a collegiate vocal competition, and the winners perform with the chorale in March every year. And last year it was a Haydn celebration. This year it's Mozart in our last concert, in which we will do the Masonic music of Mozart, as well as the Requiem. But the concert which is coming up here on November 27 is Handel's Beloved Messiah, which is why we are here today.
All right, great. We'll talk about the Messiah coming up in just a couple weeks on the 27th. And Steve, where is that going to be taking place?
It will be in downtown Providence at the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul. We've performed there last year, actually, for all of our concerts. They've been excellent, just to being a great host for us. It'll be at 7:30 on Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend on 27th.
Easy day to remember, and sounds like a tradition that should happen. You have Thanksgiving on Thursday, you get all nice and full of turkey, and then on Saturday evening you've recovered by then and you get to hear a great concert. That'll work out great. As far as information on tickets and things like that, we'll get to that. But Ed, let's get to the music portion of the program and tell us, what are we going to be listening to first?
Well, before we do that, Mike, if I might, there's a quote I'd like to share with our audience. It was written by Lawrence Gilman, who was a critic for the New York Herald Tribune in the 30s. And this has been sort of my guidepost to Messiah for the number of years that I've been doing it. I did my first Messiah as a conductor in 1978. So this is probably, we don't do it every year, but this is probably my 20th trip through this masterpiece. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Gilman wrote this: "The characteristic trait of all authentic masterpieces is their capacity for infinite self-renewal. This trait is probably no more clearly evidenced than in the over 2.5 centuries of Messiah performance. It has overcome and, in the most literal sense, survived performance that set out to bury it. It has put up with presentations that observed the letter and lost the spirit, and with many more that somehow found the spirit without observing more than a minimum of the letter. It has influenced and repelled. It has created styles and crushed minor talents. To some, it has represented religion personified. To others, religious art, and yet others, art. For some, it has been made hateful by distortion, by overuse, by sheer boredom. For others, it has been the one artwork, the regular consumption of which was their primary contact with great music. And for still others, who had avoided hearing it until conditions were likely to be right, it has proved revelatory. All these things and more, Messiah has been and continues to be. It takes a work of extraordinary substance to exert such perennial power over mankind."
What a great quote.
It sort of sums it up, doesn't it?
It sure does. It sure does. That's when you get the little goosebumps on your arms when you listen to something.
It really
like that.
Does. And when you think of the thought that he put in and the wonderful criticism he wrote about so many works, this stands at the top, I think.
All right. And the first piece we're going to listen to now?
We're going to listen to Comfort Ye and Every Valley, the opening vocal selections from part one of Messiah, as sung by John Humphrey. This is a particularly wonderful recording. I think it was by Robert Shaw and the Atlanta Symphony in 1984, and John Humphrey was one of my voice teachers. So this is a performance very close to my heart, and followed by And the Glory of the Lord, the first chorus in part one.
All right, well, we'll try to listen to this first piece in its entirety. It's a little bit lengthy. Let's see if we can get it all in.
Oh,
Pleasure to listen to such beautiful music. And Steve, why don't we tell everyone at home or wherever they're listening exactly how they can get to hear this live?
Absolutely. Well, just to let you know too, Mike, that the Civic Chorale is going to be performing the entire Messiah this year, and we're one of the only organizations in Rhode Island that will be doing that this season.
Does that come with lunch or just
unfortunately
it is,
no.
It is rather lengthy, isn't it? What's the full time that it takes?
2 hours and 27 minutes.
Oh, that's not quite as bad as I seem to remember one time. But
it must have been slower.
It
when
must
you...
have been slower. Okay, that's good. 2 hours and 27 minutes. All right, the whole thing.
Well, we have an excellent opportunity for tickets. Actually, our subscriptions are the best value that people can get our tickets from. It's $56 for all three concerts that we're doing this season. And they can go to our website at www.ricco.org. You can also call us at 401-521-5670. Or you can go to ArtTixRI.com as well and purchase those tickets online.
All those places available. And they can buy just the one ticket. They don't have to buy the three.
Absolutely.
Right?
And you can get tickets at the door prior to the concert.
Well, you don't want to take a chance on that because you never know. So order your tickets in advance and make sure that you have the opportunity because that's a, it's a popular weekend. Could be very easily filled up, and we hope it is that evening. And now back to the music. And Ed, you mentioned this piece earlier. Tell us about In the Glory of the Lord.
Well, this is the first chorus that we hear in Messiah. And it's always sort of a thrill for us because if we do Messiah as our offering in the fall season, it's also the first chance for an audience to hear this edition of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale.
Portland Civic Chorale is not a new organization. About how long has the group been around?
55 years.
55 years. Right. And about how many members of the chorale, roughly?
We have 80 right now in the chorus. And then, of course, I believe there are 29 in our orchestra, which is totally professional. Many of the players are from the Rhode Island Philharmonic, and a few even have played with the Boston Symphony. So it's what we call a contracted orchestra, and they're hired specifically for these services.
For the events, right. All right, and tell us about some of the other people performing during your series.
Our soloists are Gene Danton, soprano from the Boston area, and Gene has sung with us many times and is not only a crowd favorite, but a favorite with our membership as well. Teresa Buchholz, our mezzo-soprano, is new to us this year. She comes from New York City. She happens to be managed by the same manager as my wife, so that's how I got her. Martin Kelly is a tenor from the Boston area and has sung with us before, but not probably in the last 10 years. He's a wonderful, wonderful tenor, a great oratorio singer. And the last, our baritone, is Nicholas LaRoche. He's making his debut with the chorale. He's from Woonsocket, Rhode Island, and has been a favorite in the northeastern part of the state for many years, since he was in high school. I first heard Nicholas sing when he was in high school. He's a young man in his early 20s right now, and we're delighted to have him with us.
Well, that's great. That sounds very exciting, a great opportunity for him, I'm sure. And let's just close out this first segment with the third piece of music that you brought for us.
This is another chorus from part one of Messiah. It's called "And He Shall Purify the Sons of Levi." It's a great, snappy thing. I might say that there are three parts to Messiah. The first part, from which we have chosen the music so far, has to do with the prophecy of the coming of the Messiah. The second part is the passion of Jesus Christ, much as we find in Bach's works, St. Matthew, St. John. And the last is a thanksgiving for the resurrection of Christ. And I might add that its original intent was for Messiah to be performed at Easter time. And only in the United States is it traditionally performed at Christmas.
All right, we'll listen to this piece, then take a short break and be back with more of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale.
Oh, The people at Robert's Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Robert's Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Robert's Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We're having a very, very pleasant evening listening to great music provided to us by the Rhode Island Civic Chorale. Ed Marquardt is here. Steve Miller is also here. He's the marketing and PR man for the chorale. And Steve, you mentioned that you could buy season tickets or season passes, but we've only talked about the Messiah so far. What are the other event dates?
Yes, our two other concerts for the season. The second concert is going to be Saturday, March 26 in 2011. And the title of that concert is The British Are Coming. We're doing a Carl Jenkins Requiem, Britten's Simple Symphony, also Vaughan Williams Serenade to Music, which will be highlighting our vocal winners from the collegiate vocal competition, and also Flos Campy from Vaughan Williams. The final concert to end our season will be Saturday, May 21st. Both of those concerts, again, are at the Cathedral, St. Peter's and Paul, 8 o'clock. The final concert is Mozart's Requiem. We'll be doing Masonic music from Mozart Requiem. And the solos for that concert, again, are going to be Patrice Tiedemann, soprano, Hillary Nicholson, who's a mezzo-soprano, Ethan Bremner, who's tenor, and Aaron Angerbreth, who's baritone. And we've had some of those solos perform with us in the past. They're, again, crowd favorites.
Excellent. All right, and now that leads us back to Ed with more information about the music that we're about to listen to.
We're going to listen to what in the chronology of the first part is number 9 and number 12 from Messiah. The first is a small recitative, Behold, a Virgin Shall Conceive, followed by an extended aria, which leads directly into to a chorus, O Thou That Tellest Good Tidings to Zion. And then if we go to the next one, it's the very famous, For Unto Us a Child is Born.
All right, we'll take a break after that, before that, so we'll come back and talk about that one. But we'll listen to this now, and then be back with more.
Behold, a virgin shall conceive, and bear a son, and shall call his name. Thank you.
You know, Ed, it might be a little bit difficult for you to perceive. You certainly are an icon in Rhode Island as far as a name recognition. We know that you're at Rhode Island College and been there for a while. Tell us about your Rhode Island College experience.
I don't think we have time for my Rhode Island College experience. I'm in my 38th year at Rhode Island College, and it's been an interesting connection between the two organizations. At the college, I do the upper workshop, teach conducting, and conduct the symphony orchestra. My first connection with the Civic Chorale was in 1975, in December, and I was the bass soloist with the Rhode Island Civic Chorale. So that was my first association. And we've had good luck at our school in that the last several presidents that we've had have been totally behind the arts. So we're really grateful for that.
Well, that's a wonderful thing to keep going. And we, of course, here at WCRI are doing everything we can to make sure that everything continues along a merry way. And it's great to have you here. And that's what this show is all about, giving you the opportunity to promote your upcoming performances. And that leads us back to the music and the Messiah. So tell us about what we're going to hear now.
We're going to hear For Unto Us a Child Is Born, which is the last part of the first part of the of Messiah, and it's a sprightly number and one that is beloved the world over. It's one of the most famous choruses from this work.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Oh,
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversation, where we're sitting with Rhode Island Civic Chorale, Ed Marquard, the music director of the chorale, and longtime, as we found out, faculty member at Rhode Island College. And Steve Miller is here. He is a marketing and PR man for the chorale, and Steve has everything you want to know about perhaps buying tickets or season tickets or supporting the chorale. And if you'd like to do that, they can go to a website, right, Steve?
Absolutely. It's going to be Rhode Island's tradition to kick off the holiday season, so don't miss it. Thanksgiving weekend, Saturday, 7:30 at the Cathedral downtown. Just call our office, best way. It's 521-5670. You can also just purchase the tickets online easily at artticksri.com, or if you need more information, go to our website, www.ricco.org.
ricco.org. And the phone number is obviously area code 401. So make sure that you give them a call or go online and check those tickets out. You can buy season tickets for the three events that they have this year or the individual tickets. But don't wait. Operators are standing by, as they say. Call before midnight tonight. All right. Ed, the music that we've been listening to, The Messiah, is a wonderful tradition. And you're right. I've heard this from other people that talk about The Messiah. Seems that some way here in the United States, we've taken the tradition of making it Christmas holiday music. And it wasn't originally designed to be that. But how do you think something like that happens? Is that simply a marketing thing?
No, I think it first happened with Handel Haydn Society in Boston. Mm-hmm. And it stuck. You talk about Jesus, and it starts with the familiar prophecies that we hear at Christmas time. And so I think it has gone on from there. Plus, I believe there have been so many performances that do only that feature only part one, followed by the Hallelujah chorus. Mm-hmm. And this sort of is leads us to two conclusions. One, that it's a Christmas piece, and two, that it ends with the Hallelujah chorus, neither of which happens to be true.
Well, we're going to straighten all that out today.
We certainly are.
All right. Tell us this next piece, actually the next two pieces that we're about to listen to.
Right. They are from part two of Messiah. And we begin with a recitative sung by the tenor, "He that dwelleth in heaven shall laugh them to scorn," followed by an aria, "Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel." And that is sung again by the wonderful John Humphrey, which is followed immediately at the end of part two by the Hallelujah chorus. And just to make sure no one leaves, we never take an intermission after part two.
All right, and we'll play it that way right now.
He that dwelleth in heaven shall laugh them to scorn. The Lord shall have them in derision. Break them
Well, we've discovered the perfect way for your new holiday tradition. So after your Thanksgiving meal on Thursday, you get ready for Saturday's performance of The Messiah. And, Steve, they want to do that by going to where? One more time.
One more time. Go to arttixri.com or www.ricco.org or just call our office, 401-521-5670. 521-5670.
And that's in beautiful downtown Providence at the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul.
7:30.
All right, great. Steve, thank you so much for being here. It's
thank
been
you,
a pleasure
Mike.
Seeing you again. And Ed, thank you for coming down and sharing your thoughts and your insight into The Messiah with us and straightening us out on a couple things.
I'm a teacher at heart.
There you go. And it's great to have you in the studio. We can't make it another year. We have to do this again sooner. Let's talk about the last piece that we're going to listen to.
The last piece is one of the greatest hymns of thanksgiving, I think, that any composer has ever written. As I said part three of Messiah is indeed thanksgiving for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And this final chorus is "Worthy is the Lamb," followed by one of the great amens. You know, once we say amen at the end of Messiah, two things: you have been blessed, and the chorus is tired as all get out.
All right. Well, this is a little bit lengthy piece, so we will try to listen to as much of it as possible and wish all of you a wonderful holiday season. Thanks again, Ed. Pleasure to be with you.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.